Shalom. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger, continuing our Ephraim Gidjal Pasei, continuing our Daf HaShavua insights to the Daf Shir. Our Limbud this week is Le'ili Nishmas Avram Shaul Ben Shulamit Salma. The Daf is Barachos Daf Zayin. And the topic is how to answer the quote-unquote prayers of Hashem. In order to introduce this topic, we turn to two Gemaras on Daf Zayin Amud Beis before we get to the main Gemara that our Shur is going to focus on. This whole Daf in general lists a whole bunch of Ma'amarim by Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on all types of inyanim of Tefillah, inyanim of Chumash, inyanim of Tzadik V'Ralo, and we have two which are introducing pioneers in Avodas Hashem, the first two people to do certain acts acknowledging the presence of Hashem. The first Gemara reads as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Bishim Bayochai, Mim Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Sa'olam. For the day that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekaro La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam. Nobody called Hashem the Master. At Sheba Avram Ukaro Adam, until Avram came and called Hashem and called him the Master. Shenemar Vayomar, and he said Hashem Elokim, Hashem using the Shem Adnus, the Master, how do I know that I will inherit the land? So the first Gemara says, Avram was the first to acknowledge that Kadosh Baruch was an Adam. Next Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Bar Shimon Bar Yochai, Mim Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo. From the day that Hashem created his world, Lo Haya Adam Shehaya Kodesh La Kadosh Baruch Hu, nobody formally, publicly acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu by thanking him, Ad Shebasa Leah V'Hodato, until Leah came and thanked him. This was done after Yehuda was born. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, HaPa'am Odeas Hashem, this time I will thank Hashem. Which Rashi explains that, although the Imahos were Nevios, they all had Ruach HaKodesh, and they all had the power of Nevuah, and they all knew that Yaakov was going to have 12 sons, and once Leah had Yehuda, who was the fourth one, she knew she was going to have a greater share of sons than everybody else, and that's why she thanked Hashem. Now, while both passages are very similar vein, each one introducing pioneers and Avodas Hashem, the first thing to do something. In other words, Avram, the first to acknowledge Hashem's presence in the world by calling him an Adon. And Leah, the first person to formally thank Hashem out loud and declare thanks. There is a subtle difference between the two. In the first Gemara, we're told, Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam, from the day that Hashem created the world. While in the second, we're told, Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, from the day that Hashem created his world. Why the subtle change from Olam to Olamo in the statement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? The Tzlach explains that prior to Avraham Avinu, many people in society recognize that Hashem created the world. If you learn about ancient societies and their belief in religion, most of them acknowledged a god, or more likely gods. Yet, as prevalent as it was prevalent in pre-Avo society, the common belief was that once Hashem created the world, he left it to man to take care of it. The gods, quote-unquote, kind of retired and left things up to man. Came Avraham Avinu and taught all us about Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem does play a role in the world. And he is concerned, and he is behind everything that takes place from the time of creation till the end of time and beyond. This is why the second Gemara, which discusses something which took place during the times of Leah Imenu, significantly after the time that Avraham not only discovered Hashem, but also made Hashem's belief known, because obviously we're not going to say that Avraham was the only person to recognize this, i.e. we had tzaddikim such as Noach and Chanoch and Mesu Shelach. By this time it was already an established belief, an accepted established belief, that the world was Olamo, Hashem's world. And therefore, when Leah introduced a further recognition of Hashem, the idea of thanking Hashem, it was already viewed as Olamo. It's with this framework that the world is Olamo, that Hashem has a definite role into what goes on in this world, we can address a difficult theological question that comes up from the opening passage of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And here is the passage. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, it's the top line of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Miyom Sheb Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mispalil. We'll just translate it word for word, literally. How do I know that Hashem prays and davens? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vaviosim, and I will bring them El Harkochi to my holy mountain. Visimachtim, and I will bring them joy, Beveist Filasi, in my house of prayer. This, of course, is speaking about the final Geula, returning the Jews to the base of Mikdash. Now, the Gemara Darshans, Tfilasam lo namar, it doesn't refer to the base of Mikdash as being the house of their prayer. Ela Tfilasi, the house of my prayer. Mikan, from here we learn, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mispalo, that Hashem prays. My Matzli, what does Hashem pray? Amar Rav Zucha Bartuvi, Amar Rav, Yiratzol Mufinai, it should be the will before me, Sheikh Beshu Rachami is Kasi, that my mercy will conquer my anger. V'yigolu rachamayel midosai, and that my mercies will become revealed over all and established over all my other attributes. V'yasnahegim banai b'midas harachamim, and I will act with my children with the attribute of mercy. V'kones lohem lifnim mishuras adin, and I will deal with them, and I will judge them above the letter of the law. Looking at this Gemara, if we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yachol, the one, the supreme being, the one with all the ability, nobody else has ability like Hashem. And Ein Od Milvado, another very important idea in our belief. How is that Hashem is davening? And moreover, to whom does Hashem daven to, if not to Himself? So you want to know, why would Hashem need to daven? Who was Hashem davening to? So the Maharal explains that this question is based on a faulty understanding of the word mispalo. We assume it really means praying, asking Hashem for something that we need or don't have, or something that comes as lefnei mishuras hadin. So in the context of human beings, yes, the idea of tefillah or prayer has to be directed towards Hashem. As the Yizein El Milvado, and there's nobody else who could accomplish this. But when it comes to Hashem, the idea of tefillah is just simply at its core belief, going from Lifnim, going Lifnim Mishuras HaDin, being from Din, strict attribute of the law, to Lifnim Mishuras HaDin, going beyond the letter of the law. That's what tefillah is in its purest definition. So when we speak about tefillah, we're talking about us asking something from Hashem. But when Hashem's speaking about tefillah, Hashem is kiviyochol looking for an opportunity and kiviyochol saying to himself, let me find an opportunity to go, not being strict, but to go to being merciful. And that's what it means, Hashem is praying every day. When Hashem is praying, it means Hashem is looking for us. Hashem is looking for the situation where He can judge us. This is the way we can address the question. The Tzlach goes on to say that this is totally an Arhan Hagos, the way we behave. When we do the right thing, then Hashem will go lefnei mishuras hadin. When we don't, Hashem will go b'shuras hadin. In fact, this is what Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chumash. The pasuk says, "Bereishis bara Elokim Hashem mayim v'sarets." Originally, Hashem wanted to create the world of midas hadin. And yet, if you look in the second parak of Bereishis, it says, "Biyom aso Hashem Elokim shemayim v'aretz." In the second Aliyah in Parak Beis, it says, "Eila toldos Hashemayim v'aretz b'hi baram biyom." Lost the place for a second. Sorry about that. Biyom asos Hashem Elokim Eretz Shemayim. Rashi says Hashem really originally wanted to create the world, the Midas Hadin. He saw that it's going to be very difficult for man to survive such a strict judgment. So therefore, he added the element of mercy. And when we say Hashem, quote unquote, davens every day, the way the Maharal is understanding it is Hashem is not praying, looking for something He doesn't have. Hashem has everything. But rather, Hashem is looking for opportunities to go lefnei mishuras hadin. And the opportunities are based on our behavior. Now, why is it important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this? Look at this third Gemara from the Daf. And the Gemara says, we need such a thing. And why do we need such a thing? So the Gemara says the following. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Any utterance or promise that Hashem said for good, even if it was on a condition, Hashem never went back on it. You see that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His word. However, I learned a little bit earlier, previous Gemara, that when Yaakov Avinu comes to see Esav, we read in last week's parasha, The pasuk says, "Vayirah Yaakov ma'od vayitzer lo." Yaakov was very afraid, and the Gemara asks, "What was Yaakov afraid of?" Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, "Vishmarticha bechol asher teilech." I'm going to guard you wherever you go. How is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could go back on his promise? So the Rambam explains that there's a difference if a promise was made via a nevuah or to a navi personally. We know that davos were nevi'im; they had ruach hakodesh and more; they had the koach and nevuah. However, there are certain things that were said to the Avos in their role as a Navi, something Klal Yisrael, and there were things that were said to the Nevi'im, so the Avos, on a personal level. Let me give you an example. When Hashem comes to Avraham and says, "You're going to have a child, Yitzchak," Avraham laughs, and nothing happens. When the Malach tells Avraham that Sarah is going to have a baby, Sarah laughs, and all of a sudden we see Vayomer Hashem El Avraham Lama Zetzach LeKasarah, and Sarah is taken to task for laughing. And the question is, why the difference? Based on this, we could explain that Avraham was told to Avraham the person, and that wasn't the nevuah. That's something that's not going to go back on. Oh, I'm sorry, I think I missed the point. Something that's said to a navi directly as the person, that is conditional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, "I'm sorry, you don't keep your end of the bargain, you don't get it." But something that is said begedu nevuah, and this is what our Gemara is speaking about, that is something that will never be taken back. So when Hashem speaks to Avraham and tells him he's going to have a son, Hashem is telling Avraham this is going begeder a message to a navi. In that case, it could be taken back, and that's why Avraham's laughing. He's like, "Wow, this is amazing, but I don't know if this is going to really happen." But as far as Sarah is concerned, this was said b'derech nevuah. B'derech nevuah, there is no taking it back, and that's why Sarah was taken to task. Here also, the promise that was given to Yaakov, v'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, was said to Yaakov as a navi, but not necessarily as a nevuah. And because that was the case, Yaakov was right to worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu going back of Shema Yigra Mached, as the Gemara says. And that's why Yaakov was concerned. Taking this Gemara right over here, we see exactly why it's important that Hashem davens and looks towards Midas HaRachamim and to go Lefnei Meshuras HaDin. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that, then yes, so many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us are not said to us begeder nevuah. Obviously, we don't have Nevi'im anymore. But since that's the case, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go back on it, that's why we ask Hashem, or we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, that's the significance of this Gemara, that Hashem stays lifnei meshuras hadin, that even if Hashem wants to go back, we hope and we pray that our actions will influence the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us and go lifnei meshuras hadin. And where do we see that Hashem goes lifnei meshuras hadin? So that's on the final Gemara that we're going to quote over here. The Gemara says also on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, which is speaking about Hashem's Shas Akas, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to the Yisrael, Du'u, you should know, Kamat Siddikos Asisi Imachem. Look at the great goodness and the great righteousness I did with you. Shalo Ka'asti be made Bilam Harash. I did not get angry during the times of Bilam. She'il Malika Asti, that had I gotten angry, not a single Russia from Klal Yisrael. And again, the Gemara doesn't want to use that word Russia. Sonenim Shal Yisrael, enemies of Yisrael, though, are the Rishayim. And of course, this way we've been speaking about right now, you know, we're saying the goal is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us and to go from Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim. Those who don't follow the Torah and cause Hashem to go and to keep the Midas Adin, yes, are really enemies causing us harm. So anyways, it says, Shemali Kaasti, Hashem gotten angry, Lo Nishtar Misoneim Sheyisrael Sarda Palit, and a single one would have survived. Comes from Yosef and Aipshitz and asks the question, why did Hashem have to forego his Shas HaKas during that time? Hey, that's something that the Gemara tells us, that Hashem didn't get angry, even though this is one of the things that Hashem does as part of Hashem's Teva, as part of Hashem's Hanhaga, is to have a small Shas of Kas every single day. Why did Hashem have to do that? Why couldn't Hashem just bring a small little virus? We know what the power of a virus is, unfortunately. And use that to cripple Bilam, or even better, give him laryngitis. Make him that he can't speak. or make Bilam forgetful. Why is it Hashem had to go through the whole aspect of not having kas? So Rav Yonos and Eishet says something fascinating. Based on the Yalkut Shimoni, Rav Yonos and Eishet says that the whole story of Bilam took place during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. And how do we know this? Because the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that the war of Sichon and Og took place during Chodesh Elul. And we know that the whole Maisa of Bilam was right after the war of Sichon and Og. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry at this time, right? This time HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry. The chesed was that Hashem allowed this to happen during this particular time. And why doesn't Hashem get angry at this time? Because it's a Shav Din, and Hashem says, you know something? I want to make sure that this time, when the fates of Klal Yisrael for the year are being decided, I want to make sure that I don't get angry, because if I get angry, and then my hanhaga changes to one of kas, I'm not going to overlook certain things, but instead I'm going to go straight strict. And of course, that's not what we want. We don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be strict. We want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go lefnei mishuras hadin. So the whole chiddush of this Gemara was that the story of Bilam took place at the time when Hashem doesn't get angry, i.e. during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, to allow that Hashem's rachamim could overtake his din. So what do we see? We see over here that, first of all, in the times of Amram Avinu, there was a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a say in this world. We call this Hashgacha Pratis. And we've taken the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening, of course, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking it and he's asking for something. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's davening, as the Maharal says it, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to go lifnei mishuras hadin. That's what the idea of davening is. When we have this idea of davening, of course, we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no choice. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to turn to anybody. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do by himself. But it's based on our actions. And through the concept of seeing how this worked during the times of Bilam, how it was effective, and see how things that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us are totally on a condition, this is why we continue that Kadosh Baruch Hu, hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu continues this every day and views us, the Midas HaRachamim, Lefnei Mishuras HaDin. Kol Tov, have a great week.